next speaker is Rola Khalfawi, a proud Palestinian woman born and raised in Gaza and a former United Nations officer. Please make some noise for Rola Khalfawi.
Thank you, Jana. Peace be upon you all. Assalamu alaikum. First, I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land in which we meet on today, and I would like to extend my respect, utmost respect, to their elders past, present, and evolving. And I would like to pay respect and acknowledgement to any refugee communities with us here today and any refugees in the crowd today. Thank you for being here. My name is Rola Khalfawi, born and raised in Gaza. You know, I could speak forever about stories of living in Gaza and being born there and being the first Intifada generation when I was 11 years old. But I'll just bring you to this second Nakba and genocide that we are in. After my family, my father, my mother, my sister, all my family were forced to leave Gaza after 4 months of the genocide because my father is a cancer patient. And my father, I always say it, he's born in 1939 in Al-Quds. He is older than the state of Israel. And he was a refugee when he was 6 years old. It's okay, I love the rain. No worries, Habibti. And he was a refugee in Gaza when he was 6 years old, and he's an amazing oral historian. And he was, after 4 months of not taking any of his cancer medications in the genocide in Gaza, they were able to make the difficult decision and leave to Rafah, to Egypt, from Rafah. And I went to Egypt and I stayed with them for the last 3 months. And every morning my father would wake up at 5 a.m. and ask me, Baba, when are you taking me back to our home in Gaza? Let alone he doesn't know that our home is destroyed. And every morning I would promise him and say, Baba, tomorrow I will take you back to our home in Gaza. And I cannot express how shattered my heart is because I'm unable to fulfill till now this promise to him. But I do promise him, and this is the collective promise that I know every one of you agree with me, that this global intifada will never cease till Palestine is liberated. This is an avalanche. Avalanche that no one can stop, that we are shaking the ground under the so-called world democracies, that we are starting this and it will go across the world. You know, Susan Sarandon, of the American actress, said of Napoleon Bonaparte a quote, and she said, war is when your government tell you who your enemy is, and revolution when you figure it out for yourself. And we know who the enemy is. Our enemy is silence. Our enemy is indifference to genocide. Our enemy is settler colonialism. Our enemy is apartheid. Our enemy is the so-called democracies that are turning a blind eye in the mass murder of my people. Those are our enemies. And our revolution is the avalanche that is started everywhere. And in the belly of the beast, in the Western countries, in the least of places that they expected, in campuses, in unions, in health workers. What a world we live in. What a world we live in. What do we teach our children when an academic institution call authorities on peaceful students for opposing a genocide?
Shame.
And what a world we live in that you as students cannot call on your authority or an institution that is supporting a genocide.
Shame.
What do we teach our children here? Where do we go from there? You know, we're commemorating in Nakba, and they bet and said, the old will die and the young will forget, and look at us. Look at this movement. I am a mother of two children, and what a challenging time to be a mother of two children who I made sure to go to Gaza every year. In fact, I had my firstborn in Gaza while I was living overseas. I insisted to have her born in Gaza because I know that experiencing their homeland and taking the baton of their ancestors is a must. I knew a day like this when the second Nakba will happen. They have all the memories. They were there in 2020. They know every street of Gaza, and they have witnessed the beauty of their homeland. But they're also Australians, and they're proud Australians. So how do we reconcile? What do we teach our kids here about this messed up world? I was working with the United Nations, believing in its charter, in self-determination, in human rights, in liberation, in equality to all people. But what do I teach my children? I teach them, yes, we want peace. Palestinians always wanted peace, but peace without justice is meaningless. And I had to tell them the truth, that study history, unfortunately, it's breaking my heart to say, but it is, that Israel is only willing to make peace with a dead Palestinian, with an ethnically cleansed Palestinian. What peace is that? What justice is that? I tell them, stand tall, high, and very proud to be Palestinians, very proud to be Australians, because one day you will be the ones who are stopping this government and any government, and you will not vote for governments that are complicit in the genocide of your people. And you will practice your God-given right and the constitutional so-called rights of freedom of speech, of standing with the humanity, and standing with the right side of history, of practicing what they preach, of doing a government and be proud of someone like Fatma and of the birth who said it and chanted from the top of her lungs, free, free Palestine. I just want to end by saying I am so angry. I am grieving the killing, the mass murder of my people every day. I am mourning the killing of my childhood friend, Rasha, who her only problem, only guilt, that she stayed in her home and said, Rula, if I die, bury me under, tell them to bury me under the lemon tree. And she was forced to leave her home under the tanks, and she was killed in the street with her mother, and her remains were taken to the lemon tree. I am grieving. They took a lot from us, but you know what they also took? They took fear. They took intimidation. They will never silence our voices. We will shake the ground under them. We will be their worst nightmare. We will hug them in their dreams. We will divest. We will boycott. We will dismantle their machines and war machines and their businesses. And we will be there saying every single day and every minute the loudest voice ever, free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
And I want to show you this. I had this as an activist in San Francisco in the year 2000. I was a student. We're all Palestinians. And I remember people in the streets were spitting on me, calling me anti-Semitic. Shame. And what we used to chant is, what do we want? Justice. When do we want it? Now. What do we want?
Justice.
When do we want it?
Now.
All the power to you. Thank you.